to power up. The world's most famous action force is back on the big screen. With a secret weapon.
I'm the new Blue Ranger.
What are you talking about?
A giant problem. And a whole new way.
Wind Chaser, ready to howl.
This is awesome.
To thrill.
Let's rip some velocity.
All right.
Woo! Turbo action.
Good thing you don't need a license to drive Zord.
Turbo power. Turbo sword.
Megazord morph sequence is online. Let's shift to the turbo.
That's my man.
Get ready for the ultimate power trip.
What a rush!
Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
God damn, Z. You know what? I won't cross you no more because you're beating people's asses in the UFC rock.
That's right.
Well, actually, I don't know that you two must hate each other. Y'all beating the shit out of each other.
That's what he gets for disrespecting my movie.
That's what that fight was about. Actually, at the end of the fight, too, it says, go see your new movie.
Nice.
2016, coming to go see your new movie. Hey, but was it accurate, though? Does it not look like you somehow?
I liked it. I liked it. He did a good job.
Yeah, I motherfucker put a lot of time and effort into it. That's what damn sure I wanted to say.
He did a good job.
Welcome to the UFC Undisputed Movie Spoilers Limited Edition. You can only purchase this game with a vote from podcastawards.com.
Yeah, you can't see that shit on FilmSack.
Bonus content.
FilmSack's not putting that shit out.
Rooster Teeth is, but damn. I'm sure they got cut tons of that shit.
Yeah.
With their little Halo videos and shit like that. Yeah. That's like the least of my worries, people.
They have a podcast for everything.
I know, right?
I think they have a podcast for how to wipe yourself.
Man, every damn category.
That's unfair.
They are. They're four categories, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. Peoples. I think technology, too.
Video game, people's choice, technology, and movies. God damn these motherfuckers.
That's unfair.
That's pretty out there to build one website around those categories, you know?
I'm with you. I don't like it. I don't think it's fair.
You're the third person to tell me it's not fair. It's just not fair.
And they're a national brand, too.
Yeah, I remember I was telling you that, what was it, a week ago or whatever, I was like, man, they're a fucking national, like you said, they have a fucking con expo that gets bigger every year.
Yeah, fuck them.
I don't like, everybody keep talking about all films, I was like, I ain't worried about fucking films, it's goddamn Rooster Teeth. I think last year their expo had over, 10,000 plus people?
Jesus.
Probably more than that.
And they're from England, right?
No, they're from Texas.
Oh. I thought when I listened to them a bit, they sound like English.
One of them is British.
Okay.
Which tells you that they got fucking audience around the world, too. Because I know people from around the country, too, fly out to go to that expo as well. They even get, exclusives at their expo to have sometimes games that haven't even been released yet to play. They're kind of almost like fucking E3 in a way.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. Thank you, Z.
But you know what? They weren't the number one nominated show.
Yeah, but you know, to get number one nominated show is the judges voted for that. When to win the award now, ain't no judges involved in that. It's just votes. Because I remember me and you was going over the I think me, you, and Cody. I think I sent both y'all a text message or whatever when this went up, whatever, about how they were judging it for the nomination, or whatever. It was like by audio, by quality, by there was some other shit involved too. Because it wasn't just votes to get nominated as well. The judges had to vote for it. But to win the award. There's the business involved.
You're right.
Which is bullshit. That should be the opposite, if you ask me, right?
It should be fans vote for nominated and it's judged for a win. Kind of like a major award show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It should be the opposite. It should the fans should vote for the nomination and then to win or whatever should be the judge. Because it all makes just says, hey, if you got a fucking expo, you guaranteed to win. You guaranteed to win. But people, you know what? I guess it's a better time, any time to plug it in or whatever. People, Movie Spoilers podcast, that's right. The main show with the most, I guess, if you will, has been nominated for the podcast award, the 10th annual podcast, the biggest one of all, I guess you will. Been nominated for the podcast awards. Now's a good time, anytime, to go to www.podcastawards.com. And if you scroll down to the movie and film category, you'll see us because you can't miss us because we are the number one nominee. Movie Spoilers Podcast. Go ahead and vote there, and then go ahead and scroll at the bottom, put your email, your name in, and be sure, this is the key component here.
Yes, it is.
One of the key components here is, it's not how many you get in one day, it's how many consistent votes you can get throughout a week. So make sure you vote every day, mm-hmm. And then the second key component is, which some people, I'm pretty sure, probably forgot is, go to your email and verify your vote.
Yeah, and I don't think you can vote like 2 days in a row and not verify it and verify both.
Yeah, you can't do that. So you have to verify the first vote with that email address in order to vote the next day.
And I guarantee you a lot of people are not knowing that. I don't think they did it last year. I don't think they did it last year.
They did do it last year.
Did they?
I remember that one. I remember they was making a big deal of it. This year, they don't seem to be making that big of a deal about it. And plus, they got in a small little ass text and shit telling you, hey, don't forget to verify your vote. I'm just like, oh, shit.
We're asking too much.
Because I know I forgot with one on my email address or whatever. I caught it before it hit midnight, though. So, but I damn near forgot because I didn't get the email until, like, I want to say 20 minutes later.
I have, for my Shattered Images email account, I have not gotten one verified vote.
You know what? Some have said you won't get one.
Really?
I don't know how that works out. I don't know why it works out that way. It just because I remember reading it and it said you may get one, you may not. And okay. I'm just like, what the fuck? How does that work out? Because I know every time I use with a Movie Spoilers podcast account, email account, whatever, it asks you podcaster and listen. Every time I put both, It never asked me to verify the vote.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's why.
It'll say straight up, verify the vote.
Okay, I kind of wonder, I'm like, oh, shit, I just, you know, it sucks. It's like a lost vote.
Yeah, that shit's weird as hell or whatever, but I don't know. To me, it's kind of backwards, like we said. I think it should have been the judges for the... Judges for the nomination ones, whatever.
It's but you already got you got billboards up all over LA, don't you?
Oh yeah, of course, man, of course. And you know, hey, it was even more big of a plus to get the number one nomination. You know, I mean, especially when you just got two drunk ass guys talking shit about movies all damn day. So you know. I mean, shit, I was like, shit, to get the number one nominee, that's some shit right there, people. But you know what? People, welcome to Throwback Tuesday, episode 90, the big 9-0. I am your host, the Phenomenal One.
This is Z.
And we're here to talk about something special, Z. This is very something special. You know why? Because
this is special.
This is the first sequel we've ever finished. Well, the first back-to-back film we've ever finished on this show. Out of 90 reviews. This is the first one we've completed the way through.
Yeah, this is the first series. We're close with the, I don't know about the remake of Dawn of the Dead, because we did do Day of the Dead.
Okay.
So
I don't know if you consider the...
I think it's got to be the originals.
Okay, I was about to say, you don't consider the remakes, right?
No, I don't think the remakes, okay. No.
Okay, well, this one's, I know we've probably done one of everything or whatever. I mean, Transformers 3, Friday 1, Crow 1.
Scream 1. Nightmare on Elm Street 3.
Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street. Halloween!
two Halloweens.
Yeah, two out of both the original and remake, yeah. But
we did.
I'd like to keep it that way, too.
Dark Knight, Batman Forever.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot.
Iron Man. So, yeah, we're...
Thor.
Thor. No Spider-Man yet.
We haven't done Spider-Man yet, shockingly. We haven't done Spider-Man yet. I'm sure that'll be coming around the big 100.
Yeah, 100's coming up soon, very, very soon.
Very fucking soon, whatever. Matter of fact, around May time.
Yep, and that's right in the fucking Avengers. Oh my God.
That's right around Throwback Tuesday's 2 year anniversary, people.
That's why they released an Avengers that time for our
Oh
100th
yeah,
episode.
let's celebrate. Yeah, it's the when this website got created. Actually, it is actually when Avengers come out, it's the day this website was created. So yeah, what a coincidence! It'll be this website's creation. What is it?
That'd be 2 years.
2 years? Yeah, 13, 14. Yeah, it'd be a 2 year anniversary of this website creation.
They knew.
This show's anniversary as well, and the day I became blacker.
You got
I don't know.
tan.
There's a lot of stuff to celebrate. You know, it's a lot of stuff to celebrate, but it don't make no celebration bigger than a Power Rangers. Oh, I'm sorry, Turbo, a Power Rangers movie.
Turbo.
I had a hard time finding this just for the simple fact that I kept typing in Power Rangers Turbo or whatever, and it kept bringing me the TV show. And I was like, why is it so hard to find the movie? And I finally looked it up on IMDb and it said Turbo. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding. Just because I had the words mixed up, whatever.
Google was not your friend that time.
You know, it was not, whatever, because I remember I showed you on Amazon Prime, because I have it on Prime, whatever, and shit. And I was looking for it, and I was like, how come I can't fucking find it, or whatever? And I was like, I kept fucking putting the name in wrong, shit.
Why is it Netflix has every fucking Power Rangers but no movie?
You know, it used to have the movie on there. I don't know, cause, and that was before it had the shows on there. I don't know how those deals work out. Maybe the movies are owned, because I know the movies are with Lionsgate, too, so maybe, I don't know.
Lionsgate sucks.
But then again, Lionsgate films are on Netflix.
It's the only time people watch them.
Because Hunger Games, both Hunger Games movies are on there, right?
Yes.
And those are Lionsgate films, and I think those are the only Lionsgate films, though. I'm not mistaken, whatever. I think Hunger Games is probably the only Lionsgate films on there. Because I was gonna say Saw. Saw's not owned by Lionsgate. Who else is owned by Lionsgate? What property else is owned by Lionsgate?
Let me look. I know they do a lot of bad horror movies.
Haven't in a while. Because you know why? Because Blumhouse Productions took over that, so.
Lionsgate Films. Saw, Hunger Games, Day After Tomorrow,
So they
Hurt.
do own Saw then. I thought Universal had got the rights to Saw.
No. Oh, I Twisted Pictures, I know. Well, I think they were the production company. Let's see here. This Last Stand, that's on Netflix.
Oh, that
Twilight.
Schwarzenegger movie?
Yeah.
That was a Lionsgate film? Okay.
Twilight.
Twilight was
It says right here, Twilight Breaking Dawn, Part 2.
a Lionsgate film? Are you serious?
Twilight 1's on Netflix now.
That was a Lionsgate? Okay, I don't remember ever seeing the Lionsgate logo on those films.
You probably blacked out when that movie start when the movie
Yeah,
started.
you know what? I probably wasn't paying attention. I'm probably talking shit.
Punisher?
The what?
Punisher?
Which one? Warzone?
The first one.
Oh, the first one? Okay. I didn't know that was a I didn't even know Lionsgate was around in that time.
Oh, they've been around since 97.
Are you sick? Damn, I thought there was a new studio. I thought there was one of the Millennium Studios or something like that. Damn, they've been around since 97?
But they
Shit.
haven't got big since 2000, so you could be somewhat right.
Okay. Were they owned by somebody else? Like, I don't know, like how Sony owns Columbia or something like that? Were they like that? Or the
Let me
97 or
see
what?
here. They are formerly known as Cinepix Films. They are their parent. No, they're owned separately.
Oh, okay.
They own Summit. Oh, Summit. Summit was Twilight.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah.
In Roadside Attractions, who they do indie films, I think.
Lionsgate is a nice studio if you're just breaking into the business to pick your movie to.
Kick-Ass.
That a Lionsgate film?
It's for U.S. distributions only, but Universal owns the international rights.
Okay, that's weird or whatever.
Expendables.
I know Expendables, yeah, that's one.
Warrior.
That was a Lionsgate film?
Yeah, I guess.
Damn, I don't remember seeing that logo. No, because, you know, Lionsgate, when they show their logo, they show them clouds and shit. Like, I'm used to seeing that logo or whatever.
Yeah,
I just, I don't remember seeing that fucking logo ever in that movie. Oh, goddamn.
Gamer?
So, you know, a lot of Lionsgate films on this show.
Gamer?
I knew Gamer was one. Oh,
yeah, Punisher Warzone is one of them.
Oh. My favorite studio now.
Oh, shit. Disaster movie.
I want to say they did all of them, didn't they?
You know what? We should just change the show to Lionsgate, because we've done a lot of Lionsgate movies.
That's why I said Lionsgate is a nice studio if you're just breaking into the business or whatever, because they don't have a certain genre or director or anything like that they work with. They'll distribute pretty much any film that they see fit if it is a low budget film.
Yeah, Crash.
Their biggest budget film is Hangover, right? I mean, Hangover, not Hangover, goddamn Hunger Games.
Yeah, Crash.
Did they do the Divergent series?
I don't see it.
Okay.
They are doing the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers reboot.
Yeah, they're doing the movie next year. I know that for sure.
No, I did not see Divergent.
Did you see that short?
Yes, I did. That's James Vanderbeek is the shit.
I thought that movie was shit.
It was different.
I thought it was silly as fuck. I thought it was worse than the goddamn cartoon, actually. I thought this shit was ridiculous. I was like, wow, this is some... And then the ending, too. I thought the ending was some bullshit. And the dialogue was horrible. I was like, wow. And I love how the guy tried to come out and go like, oh, you know, we tried to make this more for adults. I was just like, yeah, you made it stupider, actually.
Which is hard.
It really even stupider.
Which is hard.
I'll never say the day where I was just like, wow, he managed to make it for adults yet. Why are they walking around with Halo guns?
Maybe that's their Halo.
That shit was stupid as fuck. Sorry. I even hated the costumes, whatever.
Yeah, the costumes I weren't fond of.
I liked the helmet, how it deteriorated like that or whatever and shit. I thought that was cool. But it was kind of just like this movie. You got to wait a whole goddamn ending to get to see Power Rangers. And what was up with Tommy's green shield? I was like, what the fuck?
And a lot happens from the first one to this one. Tommy, the White Ranger, is now the Red Ranger.
Yeah. He was the Red. Well, not necessarily because I don't know if you saw it, but they showed the Pink Ranger transform into her Zeo form.
Yeah.
Which, after the last movie, they became Zeo Rangers, because I want to say I remember that, they got shrunk to kids in the TV show, and, they lost their powers or whatever.
I remember that.
Yeah, so they had to find the Zeo crystals. Meanwhile, I think Billy, the Blue Ranger, he was the only one that didn't get turned to a kid or something like that. And, they had, brought these, alien rangers, who, like, fed off water or some shit like that. They needed water to, like, live or something like that. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the Little Rangers found the Zeo crystals, and that's how they got their new powers and shit like that, and they became Zeo Rangers. And, I gotta say, this movie just seemed to had no reason why they got rid of the Zeo power crystals, whatever, to become Turbo Rangers. I was just like, damn, they just, like, said, fuck these powers, you know?
Yeah, and pretty much, I think...
Because it seems like every time they became a ranger, a new ranger, it was a reason before. Like, either they lost their powers, or the villain destroyed their command center somewhere they lost it or something like that. And here, they just said, fuck it, we just wanted to give y'all new powers.
Yeah, and pretty much Tommy returns. Mm-hmm. Adam, Rocky. he was... Rocky was barely in the movie.
Yeah.
He
that
broke
was another way of getting rid of Rocky and shit like that. Actually, I think Rocky just quit permanently because they even had a thing where all the Red Rangers came back and Rocky was nowhere near to be found. Like, Rocky is the only one who's never came back in, like, none of the future shows and shit like that.
Really? Okay.
I think Rocky just quit altogether after this happened.
Probably. Adam came back. Rocky was in it for 5 minutes and he somehow went to go do a kick in the karate exhibition and fucking flew over the rope.
I wrote that down on my whiteboard as a note of this movie. This motherfucker does some Jean-Claude Van Damme cross kick that throws him out the ring. I was just like, How the fuck did he land all the way over there? That was the most ridiculous shit I've ever fucking seen when he did that shit. I was like, okay, damn, he really wanted to get out of this shit, man.
they embarrassed him.
Yeah, he really wanted to get out of this Power Ranger shit, to do that shit. I even know that, what's his name, Adam, who replaced the black guy, the Black Ranger, whatever, he's came back as the original Black Ranger in future shows.
Okay. There was no Black Ranger in this one. Wonder why.
They got the green one now. They always did that. It was either the green or black one, and they went back and forth. Like, the last Rangers, it'd be a black one. The next one would be a green one. Then after that, it'd be a black one. Then after that, it'd be a green one. They always went back and forth with the colors and shit.
That's weird. And yeah. You got a new pink Ranger, who I think she was hot.
She actually was the original pink Ranger as well. She replaced Kimberly.
Yeah.
And the only one that's really new is the yellow Ranger. She came into it when it was Zeo.
Did you know?
She replaced Billy.
Did you know that the original, the very original Yellow Ranger, I can't remember her name. The Asian chick, she died.
Are you serious?
She got into a car accident.
Didn't you bring that up last time?
I don't remember.
Someone told me about that, and I didn't remember, but I probably wasn't paying attention. Someone probably just like briefly brought it to me or whatever, saying that she would die or something like that. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, oh, that sucks.
Because I'm pretty sure they would have brought her back as well.
Probably, but,
yeah.
You know, Jason David Frank's, like, the only one that's still holding on to this.
I think, and Adam, too.
Is he?
Yeah, Adam every now and then makes more appearances, and so.
Okay.
Jason even came back in that Red Ranger episode, the original Red Ranger, Jason. He even came back, and he got fat.
Oh, I see, the Jason Lee Scott. Yes, I seen him. Yes, he is. Yeah, Austin St. John. Yeah, he is fat.
He got kind of fat. I was like, Jesus Christ, that neck, it was like, it was almost attached to his head or whatever. Like, his shoulders was touching his head. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, that guy is fat.
I know Jason David Frank. I want to say he's a consultant on the new movie for next year. I know that they talked to him about that or whatever, and he's either, like, in the background. It'd be nice if they gave him, like, I don't know, like leadership or something like that. Like, not to make him a Power Ranger, but, like, say he handed down the power. I don't know, something like that.
I'm looking at his filmography right now. He was in Power Rangers Super Mega Force, a TV show, as the Ranger. I'm like, the dude's 40. How do you explain that? 40-year-old guy hanging out with the kids?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. I was about to say, you say 40-year-old. How about in this fucking movie or whatever, when they kept touching on the little damn kid in this movie? I was like, damn, dude. Let that... Like, especially at the end of the movie. Like, when they were on the boat and they was going through that, that whatever the fuck that was supposed to be, that time portal shit or whatever and stuff. You saw how Tommy just kept touching on that kid and shit like that? He was like, I was like, damn, let the kid go, Tommy. Shit. Let him go. And then Catherine, she kept hugging up on him and shit. I was like, damn. And who is that kid, by the way? Blake Foster. He looks familiar as shit.
Yeah, I gotta look him up. I really thought him and Catherine were, like, together, you know?
Who?
The kid.
Oh, kid, no, whatever. Yeah. Tommy's hitting that now. Tommy has a thing for Pink Ranger, so.
Oh, so he was trying to do a three-way with him and Kimberly.
Yeah, because I remember, I think Rita had brought her in or whatever and made her evil at first or something like that. She tried to destroy Tommy and Kimberly or something like that. And it was at the point where Kimberly was pretty much done with the whatever, and she kind of replaced Kimberly as the Pink Ranger, some shit like that or whatever. I don't know.
Bring her evil because she's Australian?
Yeah, something like that. I know this kid from somewhere or whatever. I just can't remember. Blake Foster, the Blue Ranger.
I'm not seeing anything that I know of him.
I'm looking up his crowd. I was like, man, he looks hella familiar. I thought he was one of the kids from goddamn Home Improvement or something.
And this kid, I don't know how old he is in the thing.
I think he was 11.
Was he 11?
Yeah.
And then when he morphed, he turned into a 20-year-old?
He turned into a damn senior in high school. Yeah. You know what I was gonna say? I was gonna talk shit about the kid at first, But I was like, you know what? Looking at his age now, 11, 12 years old, I mean, wouldn't you be excited to if he was a Power Ranger or something like that? I mean, so I guess his reaction to it is fine, right?
No.
I mean, wouldn't you be giddy and shit like that or whatever if you was turned into a Power Ranger at 12 years old? I mean.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, I like, compared to Tommy and them, they ain't got no excuse. They damn near 18 years old and shit, playing 30-year-old playing 18-year-old and shit like that. But the kid, I guess he should be the most enthusiastic, right? I mean, his movement and everything, like, should be nothing but fun because, come on now, 12-year-old, they got to be a power, I mean, come on now. And out of nowhere, too.
I know, and they try to keep it a secret, too.
It's like, ain't no goddamn secret, come on.
And does everyone know karate?
Everyone knows, and because he was related to Rocky, it was kind of like, hey, we're just gonna give it to him or whatever. When I saw them gave him the power, though, I was just like, Zordon, how the fuck do you pick these people to be Power Rangers?
It's in the blood.
It's in the blood. It's just like you're just picking these random ass people and shit. Like, I wonder if they kind of gave him the, because this was the first movie Power Rangers had where it led off into the new show. Like, this was the start of the new show that I had kicked on or whatever. Like, so I'm wondering if, like they gave him the power to not only bring in the younger audience, whatever, into this new form of Power Rangers, but to say, like, hey, you know, we're passing the torch off to, you know, a younger kids audience, whatever. Sadly, it didn't work out, I guess, so.
So what I mean, okay, with Rocky, his back's gonna heal. Is he just out of Power Rangers?
Mind you, his back healed at the end of the fucking movie, too, by the way.
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, granted, he was still injured and shit like that, but, I mean, he wasn't wearing a cast or nothing like that no more. I was like, that motherfucker walked here and everything. I was like, Jesus.
I mean,
the quickest back injury I've ever seen.
I mean, is he just like, Zordon says, oh, you're done, you're weak, you broke your back.
I remember in the show, I want to say the kid tried to give it back, but Rocky said, no, you can keep it. And I remember Rocky was in the background for like 3 episodes. Like, he was there, like, he was kind of like Billy was for a while.
When they're not Rangers, are they still friends with those people?
they were still friends with him, but I think that Rocky, I think his contract was coming to an end or some shit like that. Like, he just, I don't think he wanted to do it ever again. Because, like I said, he never came back.
He probably wanted to just do his own shit.
Yeah, because I know he went off to do some martial arts independent films and shit like that, whatever. I know a lot of these people went and did that or whatever. Apparently, to become a Power Ranger, you really had to be involved with martial arts.
What's funny is that, like, obviously they don't bring, like, new people in just for the movie, then they just, you know, go back to the TV show. These people, they sign, like, contracts. You gotta be in all that shit.
Yeah. Because I know even the newer shows, they have, like, their own movies and stuff like that. But I don't think any of them was big as the original and Turbo.
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, because these were the only two went, like, straight to theaters and shit like that. You know, these were the ones that were, like, the high-profile ones that were bought and shit. I think the ones after this, they were just kind of like... Because I know, I don't think In Space and Galaxy had movies of their own. But after that, that's when it fell off for mainstream TV and went to Nickelodeon. They started making their own movies, like, straight to DVD, Netflix style and shit like that.
There's a ton. I don't know how often you go to a video store, but there's a ton of, like, Power Ranger movies I never even heard of.
I saw it on Netflix before they took all the movies off and shit, but the shows up, I saw all the movies. I mean, even if you type it in, all the movies, I was like, god damn. I mean, even when I was trying out for one, for the new one, the Megaforce one and shit like that, I was doing my research on it. I was like, this shit it never stopped. Just because we stopped watching it, it kept going.
I know. I'm like, you know, there was a time when Power Rangers was the biggest thing on the planet.
Shit might still be. I mean, how can this show still be going on? Somebody's gotta be watching it, Z.
But
that just goes to show you, we just out of touch with kids' show, though. I mean,
just go to Netflix.
We've had this conversation before on the Darkness versus Not Worth Kicking Yet. We've had this conversation. It's just like, you know, we can't really dictate what kids watch today because we don't watch a lot of the shit they watch because to us, we find that shit annoying nowadays.
Yeah. But go to Netflix and just type in Power Rangers. You have like 26 freaking shows.
And even the new one that I tried out for, I heard that one's done with already. They're already gone into another new one.
Was it, like, Super Mega Force?
I forgot the name. I saw the new costumes or something like that. I was just like, is this a new one or something?
There's a Super Megaforce on there.
Maybe, I don't know. That's like, damn, how do you get the Super in 2 years?
Yeah, the helmets are pretty badass.
Hey, man, the costumes always look badass. I always thought that they were just motorcycle helmets with, costumes and shit.
Oh, I see it. There's Megaforce 2013 and then Super Megaforce 2014.
Okay.
So after, like, 20 episodes, they just, like, add a new thing?
I want to say the original had, like, how many episodes? Like, fucking 30.
Four seasons. Well, it's from... It says from 1993 to 2010.
So that's how long Power Rangers been on air.
But it says Netflix only has four seasons.
Okay. Power Rangers been on since 1993, huh?
20 years!
Jesus Christ. Jesus fucking Christ. All right, 20 goddamn years. Z, how about a plot synopsis of this shit?
I don't know if I can think of a plot synopsis.
They get new powers and gotta stop evil.
They gotta save a wizard from being captured by this evil
girl. Worst costume ever.
That's like George. That's some George Lucas bullshit right there.
That was some goddamn undergnome pants or something.
I saw that. I'm like, is George Lucas on this shit?
That was the first image we saw too.
Yes.
That goddamn troll or whatever the hell that thing was supposed to be. And that thing looked horrible. I was like, Jesus Christ, whatever. And mind you, okay, first of all, these motherfuckers go to Africa and Tommy fought an anaconda.
A Nicki Minaj anaconda.
He was fighting an anaconda. I was like, what the hell? Come on. I'm not gonna lie though, that was kind of cool when the Pink Ranger fell in the water or whatever, and she kind of morphed into it or whatever. So I was like, all right, that was a cool little image shot right there.
Yeah,
that was the first time you saw. Because I was thinking, before that scene had happened, I was like, well, I'm trying to remember the movie, and I was just like, they never once transformed to their Zeo. They just like pretty much dropped that shit in this movie, or whatever. And then I saw that, I was like, okay, well at least they did it once. I mean, damn shit.
Is that supposed to save them from anything?
What?
Like, she was just, I mean, she transformed, like, right before she hit the water.
And then it just evaporated as she hit the water. I was like, what the fuck?
But then Tommy does, like, some fucking, you know, high dive bullshit into the water.
Bruce Lee multi-flip dove spiral. He does some corkscrew Rey Mysterio shit.
Then he caught up to her. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. That's his only dialogue in the movie.
God damn, bro. You get exhausted from saying that shit over and over again, but this brother fought an anaconda and managed to do with some corkscrew flip into the water and shit. And mind you, did you see her leg too?
Yeah.
Her leg was cut open and shit like that. I was just like, there's no way in hell that dive would have did that now. Come on. Like, Tommy would have broke his fucking back then if that had been the case.
I love that all the wood scenes look the same.
It kept going around in circles.
And, okay, the monkeys.
You know, finish your, we talking shit about the finish the synopsis first. I'm sorry. All
right. Budget was $8 million and box office 9.6. And like I said, it's...
budget.
Huh?
Last one had a huge budget, didn't it?
Let me look. I'm hearing echo. $15 million.
Oh, okay, never mind that.
But the new villain's Divatox, and she's trying to capture...
Talk about cleavage, man. Mm.
Dude! I fucking looked up her, after the movie, she went on, like, maternity leave, and she was the main villain on the TV show, and they got someone new.
Yeah.
And I guess they changed her outfit because it was too much cleavage.
Did they really? They didn't change her outfit. I remember her outfit the same way.
Oh. But when she came back and, I guess it was like two different personalities for her. Like she was like...
I know she, later in the show, she transformed or whatever and she had like a different costume. She was a different look and shit like that. But that was like late into the show or whatever. That was like really late into the show. And you know, I want to say, matter of fact, not only was that late in the show, but she transformed back into her original way because the way Turbo got Because obviously Tommy and them, they handed it off to a whole new cast, whatever. Only one that stayed the same with the Blue Ranger and shit. They held it off to a whole new cast with the black guy with the Red Ranger and they had different guy. And Divatox blew their powers up where they had to go into space and shit. And she still had the same costume and shit. So, yeah, that cleavage was always there. That's why I always loved her as a villain and shit. Because I was like,
But she's trying to marry this demon named Malgor. And she needs this wizard, Larigot?
Okay, that don't make any damn sense. Yeah. This bitch can fucking teleport through different worlds and shit. Did you see that shit?
Yes.
They weren't even on Earth.
And what was with the costume?
Did you see that shit? They wasn't even on Earth, and they teleported to Earth or whatever. And you mean tell me they can't teleport through some stupid-ass force field?
I don't know.
That didn't make any damn sense. I was like, they can travel through worlds, but they couldn't travel through this stupid-ass force field that they needed this stupid-ass wizard to get a portal through? Meanwhile, these damn four teenagers and one child can use some damn keys to get through it with some boat that can't be seen. Why didn't Divatox just use that boat?
The pirate boat that looked like it was something from like in the fucking 1920s.
That was a weird shit. How the hell did them alien pods get on that boat too, by the way?
And do not even tell me when Tommy yelled boo. That thing got scared.
Oh, that shit was ridiculous. I'm sorry. Mind you, did you remember when they got their powers, their new powers, right?
Yeah.
Why did they put their hands in the middle of the damn thing? Why just didn't pick up their keys and go? They have to make every goddamn thing dramatic in this fucking show.
It's the theratics. They gotta make it very theatrical.
When I saw that shit, they were just like, Tommy was like, "You ready, guys?" And they was like, "Let's do it." And they stuck their hands in the middle of the thing, and then they just started shaking and shit. I was just like, "Why they just didn't pick their keys up and go?" I mean, Jesus Christ. I'd have been the one motherfucker that would have just grabbed my key and been like, "Come on, let's go, guys. We gotta." And then be like, "Come on now, we gotta do this." Whatever. I'd be like, "We can just go now, though. I mean, we gotta catch up with them. I mean, we're kind of behind now doing this shit." P1, the theatrics, man. Yeah, I was like, okay. Gotta look like it. I'd have been like a Rocket Raccoon in Guardians of the Galaxy. I hear you. I'm standing here now like a jackass.
But one thing I kind of wish they would have done. I know they did it a little bit when Justin, you know, he morphed. He did it wrong, and they looked at him like he's a fucking moron. I'm like,
that's why I don't want to show him the kid too much. Because it's like, you know what? I guess for his take on into the movie and his first time being in it, I think he handled himself quite well. If you ask me.
Yeah, but at least don't make him like. Make him, like, scared or, like, weaker than the others. Because he is a kid.
I don't think they can do that, though, because when you become... They try to say that shit when he becomes a Power Ranger, you get, like, an unlimited source of power and shit like that. I think that kind of builds the confidence, whatever. As the kid part, then, yeah, he should be scared, but...
Yeah.
He seems to be a little enthusiastic about it.
Jumping in the fucking forest.
Yeah, I mean, that shit... Once again, it's normal for him to do, but it just didn't look right as a grown-ass man.
Okay, could you imagine that guy that was in the stand-in doing that shit?
Man, could you imagine had they kept him a kid, though? What the fuck the size would be?
It would have been great.
It's almost as if they had to make him bigger.
And then Kimberly and Jason could have just looked at him and be like, wow, they really choose anybody to be Power Rangers.
Damn, Zordon just don't give a fuck now.
Oh my god, Kimberly and Jason's acting when they were bad. What the fuck was that? Were they overacting or what? And that's really hard to say in something like this, but they were overacting.
You remember the part where Jason was just walking and he had this look on his face like, I'm gonna rape you or something like that? And when Kimberly ran into him and she was like, oh, and then this bad guy stepped in front and she was like, I'm going the other way now. And Jason just kept walking that way, though.
Yeah.
And then, like, he just looked and was like, babe, don't you want to kiss me? Come on. Kiss me. Kiss me.
And when he's 20.
And then they finally turned him back normal or whatever. That pissed me off at this point. I was just like, wait a minute. These two little fucking trolls had the power to turn them back, and they let this motherfucker walk around. These two motherfuckers walk around almost for a good 10 minutes, evil and shit. I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me now. Come on now.
And then when Jace is gonna throw Tom in the lobby, he goes, I got the muscles and the power. I'm like, what's what? The muscles have to do with anything?
That would have been cool had he been like, you think you can take my role or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would have preferred lines like that or whatever. It's just like, you think you can just step in or whatever. You think you're better than me now or whatever. I would have preferred that over the, I got the muscles and power. And I was just like, wait a minute, what the hell that got to do with it?
And then what's Tommy say? But you're not using your brain power. I'm like, God damn it.
God damn it. They had to use that cliche ass line. And I love it because he's hanging Jason just like, grr. I ain't gonna lie, what Kimmy was saying is the fire, when you get turned on,
fire it up.
Yeah, for goddamn right, fire it up. When she kept saying into the fire, I was just like, ooh.
She was saying, talking very sexy, too.
I'm not gonna lie, I was getting a boner. I was like, okay, well, we need to fast forward this part. I shouldn't be doing this, whatever. Especially that part where she was laying on the beach.
Yes.
They were showing that leg shot of her. I was like, okay.
That's why that tribe got her. They were looking at her ass.
Yeah, that's damn straight. I don't blame her. Which, by the way, that was the most insulting shit I've seen. The whole fucking... The tribe shit. What the fuck was that?
That's cliche in every movie.
Man, that was pushing some shit, though. Like, that was, come on now. I mean, it's cliche in every movie, but most of those other movies, they're not worshiping some demon or something like that. I mean, come on. This thing was a straight-up rock lava creature. I mean,
shit. Oh, my God. The creature costumes were horrible.
Fucking horrible. Like, that dude only moved in three ways. And it was his hands rotating in a circle.
And Divatox's henchmen.
Oh, you, especially the two they kept showing on the ship.
Yes.
They had the half mask.
Their mouth did not move.
Dude, these dudes, when they stopped Jason and Kimberly, they were breathing underwater without equipment and shit like that. And you could see, like, they're just wearing costumes.
Yeah.
Mind you, how the fuck was Tommy and them getting their ass kicked at the end of the movie by these dudes in costumes?
I don't know.
That shit, like, the Power Rangers' powers are so goddamn backwards and half-assed in these damn shows or whatever. It's just like, one minute, like I said, they have unlimited power with these things, but yet they can't beat up fucking henchmen in this fucking movie. They should be taking these guys out without ease and shit like that. And mind you, I don't want to get to the ending right now because I got a lot of shit to talk about that villain or whatever in this ending or whatever, but I want to rewind back or whatever. Let's start all the way back from the beginning. There's a lot of ridiculous shit. Let's get back to when these motherfuckers had to hold hands to get their power, to pick up their damn key, by the way. Pick up their damn key. They got into their car, Z, and instead of just driving, just like in the original movie, they had to say the most ridiculous shit I have ever heard in my life, whatever.
It was roll call.
Red. I don't remember. Red tornado shifting into high gear. So I was like, okay, god damn it.
Dusty. I think it was like Dusty Wind, ready to roll. And did Zordon make these names?
But did you hear what he said? You guys are making. They created those Zords.
Yeah.
Remember Zordon said you guys have been creating your Zords or whatever. So they created those shows. Like, what the fuck? They created, okay.
And they could, they, you know, obviously could have chosen bigger, better cars.
I'm trying to remember the goddamn name of Tommy's car or whatever and shit. I can't remember the fucking name of it, but cause that shit was hilarious. His dialogue, his was awful when he said his or whatever. I can't even remember what the fuck it was now or whatever. But I had it in my mind the whole damn time I was watching. So I was like, no, he did not just say that too. Cause he paused at his scene too. Like he couldn't even believe he said that shit. I'm just like, yeah, man, you just said that or whatever. I mean, and then did you see the fucking wheels wasn't even moving?
Yes, I saw that. The butt. That's why I kind of wonder if why the budget was so small. Is that a sequel? You don't have a sequel that loses pretty much less than half your budget from the previous one.
I mean, where would the budget go in this shit, though? I mean, they, like you said before we recorded, they didn't even transform until like the last 20 fucking minutes of the film.
It could have been the creature designs.
What?
Did you have to go back to did you have to go back to hear it? Oh my God, don't even get me started on the music. The music. I think that one song just repeated the same line over and over again.
God damn it. God damn. The movie is the music in here is horrible, but man, the cars look fake as fuck, dude.
They look like Hot Wheel cars. They look like Hot Wheel cars.
Every time that they're in Zords or something like that, they're just pressing a lot of buttons and shit like that. I'm just like, what the hell do these buttons do?
And they just made these things. They had were shown nothing how to drive them. And Justin was driving that one.
There's buttons all over the damn thing, though. And this is like, what do these buttons do? You only need three buttons, right? One for turbo, one for just driving stick or whatever, or manual, whatever the fuck it is, and shit, and one just for gears. Or that's it. Yo, there's no need for. The only other button I should see is transforming the Zords. That's it. That's fucking it. There's like fucking 100 buttons. They were just, and especially the green one. I saw him pressing a button. I was just like, I gotta say, his reaction was the only reaction that was believable, though. Because like when Tommy said, "Let's shift in the turbo and shit," everybody was just like, "Whoa." Cool. And at least he showed like some enthusiasm where it's like, oh shit, these things got a little push to them. I was like, come on, y'all. Damn.
It's an everyday thing for them.
Yeah. Tommy, I can understand. This motherfucker been around the game for a long ass time.
He's gonna be on his grave, it's gonna say the white, green, red ranger.
And the black ranger, don't forget that.
And the black ranger.
Yeah, he was a black ranger in the dino thing.
And the one that CM Punk won't fight.
Are you serious?
He's still begging for CM Punk to fight.
he wants to fight CM Punk?
Yes, in a UFC fight.
I was about to ask. Is Jason? Is he? He's not a legit UFC fighter though. He was a Strikeforce fighter, wasn't he?
I don't think he was a Strikeforce, but I know he does a lot of MMA.
Yeah, he does a lot of underground MMA and shit like that. He's a really well-disciplined guy or whatever.
He's undefeated.
Really lives by that motto.
Never, he's never lost.
UFC fighter, though. CM Punk is an actual UFC fighter, so...
Yeah, he's never lost. He's never... His longest fight was 2 minutes and 9 seconds.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good.
That's never gonna happen in general or whatever. Just because he's not a UFC fighter, but I'm sure fans will pay a lot of money to see that shit.
Yeah, I'll probably see it.
Yeah, I would watch it. Yeah,
but what? Here's another thing.
Okay.
What was Bulk and Skull in this?
Oh my God!
What was their point?
Comedic effects. That's why.
But. Yeah, they didn't make any sense why they were in this.
That shit was... They wasn't even funny, though. That was retarded.
They'd never been funny.
No, they never was funny. That shit was a waste of damn time. And then when they tried to wipe their mind or whatever, they were just talking in French accents and shit. I was like, okay, you can stop, please.
Then did they just leave them on the island?
I know in the show, they became monkeys.
Speaking of monkeys, did you notice... I think those were animal Power Ranger monkeys, because there was 5 of them.
Which, by the way, remember Tommy said thank you, even though they didn't do a damn thing.
Yeah.
Like he said thank you to him as if they did. So I was like, they was just walking around a damn circle with this fucking troll. What are you talking about? Thank you. Come on now.
And that wizard couldn't survive under the Earth's sun? What other. Every other planet's gonna have the same sun.
How come she was surviving?
Yes! And the baby. You think the baby's gonna be worse? This shit makes no sense.
No, it didn't make any damn sense, whatever. His wife and him was just fucking fine. Mind you, at the end of the movie, he seemed fine too, remember?
Yes. That's why I don't...
God damn it. Go ahead.
That's why I don't understand. This movie's like just out there and doing everything and...
Funny thing is, I was complimenting this movie for having better dialogue than the last one. That's not saying much, but...
No, because it doesn't say I smell teenagers or Boogie with the Bear.
No, I ain't saying shit like that. I mean, they got some ridiculous-ass dialogue in here, but like you said, it wasn't a... Ooh, I smell teenagers. I was like, what the fuck? It would be funnier if he said, I smell grown-ass men acting like teenagers.
But the villain, though, she was... I don't know what the fuck she was.
She looked like she was having a good time, I have to say. She was just on screen. She was hamming it up and shit. There was that scene where she called Rita.
That was that, yeah. I wonder how much they paid to bring them back.
$20.
Because they weren't doing much.
Okay.
Yes, the dialogue is better, but it's still corny as shit.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie, it was kind of bored halfway through. I was like, are you motherfuckers ever gonna transform?
I thought the same way. I'm like, what has taken so long?
You know, granted, they didn't really transform in the fucking first one, neither. They had that one scene when they transformed. Other than that, these motherfuckers spent the whole rest of the movie in damn ninja outfits.
Yeah. And that was probably the worst costume.
Exactly. I love it. You put them in some fucking ninja costume. Where, mind you, these motherfuckers are still wearing the bright-ass colors and shit. Are they same colors? And I was like, goddamn. Y'all just can't. Yeah, that's one thing Power Rangers never gonna get over is can't stop wearing the same goddamn t-shirts of our Ranger colors, huh?
And I love evil Kimberly says pink is out, but yeah, she's wearing a pink shirt.
She's wearing a goddamn light pink shirt and shit like that. Pink is out or whatever. I ain't gonna lie, that was kind of hot as shit.
The way she was looking at her was kind of what you're saying about with Rock with Tommy and Jason, because she was looking right at the Pink Ranger like you took my job or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you on that. That would have been really cool.
Well, technically, with the Pink Ranger, she gave it to her. So.
Yeah, I remember that. That was early in the show. That was like third or fourth season.
That was back even when they were originals. That was back when Tommy had like the was White Ranger still, like Falcon and all that shit, whatever. So that was like really early. She gave it to her. So I think with the Red Ranger would have been more reasonable, or whatever and shit, because it kind of did feel like. Jason was supposed to be like, you know, he was a leader for the longest, and then, you know, the Green Ranger got introduced, and then the White Ranger, and he kind of took over.
Yeah. I'm still curious on how the Power Rangers get hit, and they get exploded, and there's explosions.
I was about to say, thank you. These motherfuckers wearing some regular ass costumes, and they get touched, sparks just fly off them motherfuckers.
I'm
just like, goddamn.
They're metallic.
Apparently they fucking metallic because at the end of the fight scene they were just getting hit randomly and sparks is just flying or whatever. Even the Green Ranger, like, what the hell was that at the end of the movie when he got hit with her? Oh, I can't get up. Then he just got up out of nowhere.
Yeah, and then the script's all over the place. This is like so directed at kids, and you can tell. Mm-hmm. Was that a new Zordon?
Same one.
Was the same one? Because they didn't do a straight-on shot of his face. It was always his head was turned all the time.
I remember they did that when they had changed the command center and shit like that or whatever. But yeah, it was same Zordon.
Same alpha.
Different voice, same design though.
Oh, same alpha. Aye.
I fucking hate that robot.
Is he the Jar Jar Binks of this? Is this Power Rangers?
Seeing a robot more useless than C-3PO.
He is the Jar Jar Binks.
I wouldn't go that far. He's C-3PO. He's just fucking useless. And what the fuck can he do?
Aye.
He didn't even help create the Zords. He fucking damn, dude. Do you do anything?
He can talk to the wizard.
That's fucking useless. As a matter of fact, and he's in the series for a long time, too. I was like, damn, they kept that robot around, huh?
And I love that. I loved when the wizard went to Africa. It was just all like giraffes and lions and monkeys and.
I love it because he manages the fucking somehow him and Alpha are friends with her, but he teleports to Africa. He just doesn't know where Alpha is. He's got all this power, but he can't teleport to the command center.
He thinks the lion's Alpha.
Okay, this thing is just retarded now. Whatever, I'm just looking at him. He's just fucking retarded. They try to give you so much character background with him, whatever, by trying to make you feel emotional towards him by Divatox having his family and shit like that. Especially that scene where they jump off the cliff and he's like, I gotta go to my family. They're like, no! It's just like, damn, they trust each other in the 5 minutes of scene they had together already.
And how would Tommy and Kat know what he looks like?
What who looks like?
The
troll shit?
Yes.
You know, I thought that too, and then I was thinking like, well, shit, that's the weirdest looking thing walking around Africa right now. It'd have been funny had they brought a black man back.
like a brother from another planet?
Yeah, they brought up like a black man from Africa back, and like, you know, he got a fucking blow dart and shit in his hand, whatever, and he's just like, and they bring him back, and it's like, Tommy, you have the wrong guy, whatever. He's like, you sure? I've never seen anything like this before. Meanwhile, the Yellow Ranger is looking at him like, because the Yellow Ranger, she was from Africa.
Yeah.
I remember that part. I remember I can't remember what part or whatever, but I remember she was from a tribe where one of the crystals were from and shit. And,
were they just trying to get every continent?
Quick.
Were they just trying to get every continent on the show?
Hey, that was one good thing about the Power Rangers. They were very diverse on those shows.
Yeah. And what Cass said, Africa reminds her of Australia. I'm like, not quite.
I don't know about that. In Australia, they choose to kill you. In Africa, they don't have a choice.
I'm like, I think Wayne and Luke will have a big difference on that one.
Yeah, exactly. I think Wayne and Luke has a lot more freedom in Australia than they do in Africa. I don't know about that. I love it because they're talking about, oh God, it's hot out here, yet they don't have a single sweat drop on them.
And those backpacks all of a sudden had water.
Did you see the part where they were holding the backpacks when they teleported? Those backpacks were smaller than their hands, whatever. The next note, their backpacks on their backs, and they're almost hanging to their ass. Yeah. I was like, that's fucking crazy how big that backpack got. And the funny thing was, I remember at the end of the movie when they got off the boat, I was looking at the backpack. I was like, God damn it, those backpacks are the same fucking colors. I was like, Jesus Christ. I said, all the backpacks just couldn't be one color, huh? They had to be like all these multiple ass colors, huh?
And
that was just fucking ridiculous. Man, we're still in the beginning of the fucking film.
And I love how Justin sneaks in the Rocky's hotel room and hides under the bed. It's like a second. Like the Power Rangers never seen him walking in the room.
Hotel room? You mean hospital?
Hospital room, yeah.
Yeah, the hospital room and shit.
Well, it could have been a hotel room. The budget was not that good.
That was a hospital room. Hospital probably costs cheaper than the hotel. Hotel's expensive now.
Not if you pay hourly.
You do better paying for a hotel. I mean, a hospital room just to spend a night there if you fly out of town than a hotel room these days.
But, you know, it was like a second. They did not see him walk in.
Oh, you guys. How much of that did you hear, Justin? You guys are the Power Rangers? I love how this world just looks up to the Power Rangers and shit, and yet they... Never once nobody figured out who are the Power Rangers.
Yeah, it's kind of like a reverse Spider-Man.
It's a reverse superhero film, whatever and shit. You know, it's just like nobody never gives a fuck whatever. People, they're like Godzilla. People just accepted them.
They just, the movie or the lizard.
Everything. They're the savior of mind you. Okay, can we get to the ending now? These cheap ass robot fights they have at the end.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I love it. This creature is unbeatable.
Zordon even says it.
Remember, they bring out the hardware, Z. Remember, they brought out the hardware? It didn't have no effect on him. They hit him one time with this sword, and he goes down.
Yeah, Zordon even said the Zords can't even stop him.
It was that's why they created the new Zords. It was like these new Zords are the only thing that could probably even amount to putting a dent into them or something like that. Because your old ones, there's no way in hell those Zeo Zords are going to work at all. But these, yeah, no doubt at all and shit like that. And they touch him one damn time. Meanwhile, this fucking creature is just posing, keeps swinging his arms around that one circle. I was like, damn. They must have had some strings on his ass, whatever. And it was like one of those old Godzilla movies where they was just destroying the fucked up looking buildings and shit like that, the set pieces.
Yeah.
It was just like that. That shit looked horrible. Especially when Tommy made it pose after they sliced it.
And can every villain, like, just all of a sudden get big? He just walked out of the cave and, whoop, he's big.
It was funny because because before he got big, you saw the cars driving or whatever.
Yeah.
I thought you was going to see them run him over.
I thought that too. I'm like, are they going to run him over?
Because they were like, let's get to the Zords or whatever. I was like, they're going to run his ass over. That's the best idea they've had this whole
And they got those. They got to those things quick.
Mm-hmm. That would have been funny had they made Justin kind of a fuck up, whatever, and just ran him over though instead. I'm just like, guys, I got him! Ran him over, and they just got big.
Oh, So much missed opportunities in this movie.
Oh yeah, still a lot of missed opportunities, whatever. I love it because when they gave the Blue Rangers powers, Zordon was just like, "You must listen to your elders, as if they will be your mentors and stuff like that." I was just like, I never once caught that they were his mentors in this whole fucking film. It was almost pedophile.
Yeah, and he was
So he was to get that hug at the end from Kat, right?
Yeah, she was hot.
She was hot. He was smiling his ass off, and she had, because all you saw was his head on his boot, on her boot. He was just like, "Oh shit, I'm about to milk this shit." I bet when he's in that costume, he's just like, "Hey baby, I'm full grown now." You know, he uses that costume to get in the bars and shit.
I wish, oh God, because he would have been, the way he was acting, it sounded like he would have like broke the secret.
Yeah, especially when he was talking about think about all the kids that the foster would have known about this or whatever. And he's like, "I know, can't tell anyone. But what if I do?"
What are you gonna do?
I love how everyone throughout this whole series has been able to keep their mouth closed on this.
Oh my God.
I love how nobody, not one person, this kid is the first person to ever spot someone transform into something.
Isn't Bulk and what? Didn't Bulk and Skull find out?
I think they got their memory wiped out or something like that. I don't think they ever found out. This kid was the first one to ever find out, and I think that's the only reason why they made him a Power Ranger is because they were like, "Well, shit, we got to give him something now."
They're gonna start adding colors.
Oh, Jesus.
Brown Ranger.
Hey, Power Rangers hitting that diversity trend again. They were just like, you know what? We've had black people, we had African people, we had Asian people, got white people, got Hispanic people. What if we get kids now?
I want handicapped Power Rangers.
Hey, you know what? Rocky was damn near one. It would have been funny had he pulled his Zeomorph out, whatever. They'd be like, "Hey, they never took my Zeomorph away. I still got this thing. So you know what? Let me show you real quick." Oh my God, Z, final thoughts of this shit.
Final thoughts that...
Oh, we didn't get to the ending yet, though. The fucking martial arts tournament.
That Jason all of a sudden can enter the tournament.
Yeah.
And that's so Karate Kid.
They would have disqualified that team. Come on now.
Where were they? Where did they get picked? Where did they get abducted at?
This was for charity, though. Angel Grove.
No, I meant Kimberly and Jason when they first got abducted. They were just like in the middle of nowhere.
They were in the water. They were scuba diving. You know, Power Rangers at teenager levels, they're just like, you know, they do all kind of amazing things and shit, you know.
They're perfect at everything.
Yeah, remember last movie, they were skydiving. So
yep, except diving. Doing a simple high kick that you somehow fly over the ropes.
I love it because his line was, "We just gotta work harder." Oh!
Oh God, final thoughts. This movie is a very big downgrade compared to the first one. Except the dialogue. The dialogue is not cheesy as it was in the first one. The villain was kind of entertaining with her dramatic, psychotic. She was kind of like a Harley Quinn a little bit.
Yeah. The villain and the kid were the two, probably, if you could understand where they were coming from.
Yeah.
Everybody else. Well, even the Green Ranger, Adam, he seemed to be a little bit more enthusiastic. Tommy just looked like he's just used to it. That's just the way he performs it. I don't know. They all were just all right, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to criticize someone for something like this, whatever, because, I mean, that's the performance they're supposed to give, you know?
The only thing I can criticize is that how popular it was. That kids will watch anything.
Shit, yeah. Go back to our old cartoons, which is Power Rangers. We would watch anything. That's why whenever people talk about kids nowadays, what they watch and the stupid and shit, I never talk shit about that, because I'd be like, I was watching some pretty dumb shit back in my day. You remember VR Troopers?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
That was the knockoff, right?
Man, I think that was before Power Rangers, if I'm not mistaken. That shit was old looking, dude. I mean, shit. Because I remember I saw it was on Netflix for a while, and I remember I watched it, and I was all excited. I was like, oh man, it's gonna be good, right? I watched that shot, looking, I was like, oh God. Oh damn. Oh damn. So yeah, I never talk shit about what kids watch today.
That was the same company. They made that.
Yeah. Same company. Same as Big Bad Beetleborgs, all that shit.
Oh my god, I remember
that. You
remember
that medieval show where they had the weapons and they got armor and shit? Mystic Knights?
No.
You don't remember that shit?
No.
Mystic Knights, man. That shit, I think it was by the same company too, Saban. I'm gonna send you the link for that shit. I remember that shit heavily. And somehow they had a black guy too in there. So I don't know how that works out, cause especially when you're in medieval times, whatever. But
is Saban still around?
Oh yeah.
Like besides Power
they
Rangers.
Still own the rights to Power I don't know what else they own and shit like that. Personally, I would have to check like Nickelodeon shit, but I'm sure they.
Oh, they did Digimon.
Digimon, okay. I didn't know Saban did that one.
They did the full. They did the media, or the animated film. Back in
there was a couple of those, so shit.
That's what I kind of wonder, because they're more, they're most known for Power Rangers, so.
Saban's got a lot of fucking money, that's for damn sure, I know that.
Yeah, part shit. You remember as a kid, because you were right in the start, I say, of the Power Rangers, right?
Yes, sir.
And you walked through, like, a toy store, Power Rangers everywhere.
Man, I had the action figures lined up like a motherfucker.
It was kind of like how super, like this, like Marvel is now.
Yeah.
That's what Power Rangers were back then.
Yeah, I agree completely with that. Yeah. It was what took over the He-Man and G.I. Joe.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm gonna give this movie a fuck it. I'm never probably gonna watch this movie ever again.
Understand about that. Yeah, dude, yeah, I'm right. I mean,
you kind of, is what's worse about is like TV shows like this is you do kind of have to watch the shows to understand shit.
I don't think you have to watch the show to understand.
Because you're going to have.
This started off the show, this movie.
Yes, but yeah, you're right. But if say you just watch the first Power Ranger movie and this one, and you're like, who are these people? You know? You only had two returning people, or three returning people.
Think you would just watch the first Power Rangers movie and not watch the show. You don't make no conscious decision just to watch it. I'm going to watch the Power Rangers movie. You don't make no conscious decision of that shit. I don't agree with that statement. Everybody has fucking seen Power Rangers. I'll go ahead and say that right now. Rather you was into it or not, you've watched that goddamn show somehow.
It was on, I think, they timed it perfectly. It was on, like, right after school.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, those cartoons, yeah, you were right. They timed that shit perfect. Like, and the funny thing is, they didn't care about the distance you was from the school or something like that. As soon as you got home, bam, it was on. I was like, fuck, dude, how is that possible?
And it was a daily show.
I lived down the street from my old elementary school. I remember I used to get home, turn TV on, bam, cartoons right on, Power Rangers right on. It was a daily fucking show. Yeah, you're fucking right. Daily 30-minute show and stuff, along with Spider-Man. Power Rangers is what took over He-Man and G.I. Joe. Superheroes is what took over. Well, actually, what took over Power Rangers after that was done?
I don't know. Pokemon?
I guess, but I think Power Rangers was still going on, right?
They're still going on.
Well, I mean, like, I want to say when this came out, Pokemon just came out, so.
Yeah. Shit, what's the new trend now?
I don't remember what the trend was when we got to high school.
Porn.
Yeah, man, that was my trend since elementary, though, so.
Oh, okay.
I was into it all.
I'm surprised there's no, like, a parody of porn movie of Power Rangers. That'd be great.
I guess anime kind of kicked in, right?
Well, anime's always been around.
Yeah, but I guess Pokemon and Digimon kind of, you know, went even higher than what it was or whatever. And then, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! Came out too as well. And then
Dragon Ball Z got a
hell of a more popular as well.
It's all, if you notice a little trend here, it's all from Japan.
Yeah.
That's how they are invading our world.
Yeah, we ain't had an American product since G.I. Joe. And if you look on the bottom of your G.I. Joe toy, whatever, it says made in Mexico. So, yep.
Wait, what was He-Man? Was He-Man American?
I don't think so. I don't think so. You got to be high and double blinded to come up with some shit like E-Man.
You got to be high to think of a lot of this shit.
Oh yeah, man. You had to be high to think about a lot of this shit. Whatever. That's why some of our greatest art came from them. Look at the Beatles. They were constantly high.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, man. You know, it's hard to review these kind of movies or whatever because I see the demographics who it's made for. It's hard to even criticize the acting shit. Maybe not, I can just talk about their dialogue, whatever. Their enthusiasm and shit like that. I'm assuming they're supposed to have this kind of enthusiasm because it's a kids' show. It's made for kids. Shit. Even the Green Ranger or the White Ranger, he's come out. Jason David Frank, he came out and said he doesn't like that new Power Ranger because he said it's still for kids. It should be for kids or whatever and stuff. So he, even as a grown man, he still admits that it's for kids and stuff like that. So it's hard to criticize a movie like this. One thing I do have to talk shit about, though, is for both of these movies over the Power Rangers movies, it's like, goddamn, man, it's a Power Rangers movies where you don't get any fucking Power Rangers at the end of the fucking film.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you noticed, Saban, but we don't give a fuck about these human characters. We just care about the Power Rangers. Now, maybe as kids, maybe we did care about these human characters, but as adults watching this, I just want to see them transform. That's all.
Yeah. They really made
I'm
a...
I'm with you on that shit. Does every goddamn villain can grow big or what? Like I can see if it's just like one villain that can turn their villains into big people, but it's like every damn villain can turn their villains into bigger people.
Mm-hmm.
Which, mind you, that villain that they have, I think he played a bigger, huge, bigger boss in, like, the future shows or whatever stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think he captured Zordon or something like that or whatever, and the in-space Rangers had to fight him or something like that. So, yeah, man, damn, dude, this is hard to criticize it, but you know what, I'm just going to say fuck it, I'm giving it a fuck. I have no intentions of watching either of these Power Rangers movies again. But the bad thing about this, though, is that the new Power Rangers movies that's coming out, I bet they can make that a badass movie.
For adults or kids?
Both.
Okay.
I think it could be a badass movie on both ends, whatever. There's a lot of potential in Power Rangers being cool, PG-13-wise. I think rated R is the dumbest fucking thing. I mean, that's why that fucking short was stupid as fuck or whatever and shit. I don't need to see no fucking Power Rangers walking around with Halo guns, okay? First of all.
Do they?
Stupid-ass CGI shield he had on. That don't even make any damn sense. It would have been cheaper if you just got the fucking costume, whatever. And then that ending with Rita, that was stupid as fuck, too. And the acting in here was horrible. Matter of fact, the acting in here was better than that fucking short was, if you ask me. Personally, I think nowadays that new Power Rangers movie, 2016, is probably one of my most anticipated films of next year because I think that movie has a lot of potential to be cool if it is handled right. Take out the cheesy dialogue. Make those robot versus monster fights a little cooler. Don't make it,
Pacific.
God damn it, don't make it like this shit, please.
Don't do it like Pacific Rim.
Oh, God, yeah, don't film that shit in the dark or nothing like that. Don't do a Godzilla. They off screen or nothing like that or whatever. I think this movie probably has the potential of getting it right before those two did.
Mm-hmm. Do they have
especially since it has Lionsgate backing them up now. You know, it's got a studio behind it that's willing to put some money into it. So yeah,
I wouldn't say a major studio, but it's a mid-major studio.
I think it's a major studio
because of Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Mm. Well, they do. When they do release something, it does make a shitload of profit, but...
Yeah, I'm about to say, it's a major fucking studio. It makes more money than most studios do.
You're right.
As a matter of fact, let's not forget, Hunger Games is becoming the biggest film of the year every time it's released, so...
American Sniper just beat it.
Yeah. Well, American Sniper came out. That was a weird release date for that one, so...
Yeah, it should have been 2015 release, but...
Yeah, because 2014, that was only for critics. I don't know if that really fucking counts, to be honest.
Do they have a cast for the new movie?
No, I don't think so, but I remember earlier in reviews that they had writers for it, which was from First Class, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if they dropped out or if that was just a rumor or not, but I haven't heard anything on that one yet. But, hey, man, like I said, they got the studio to back it up, so obviously they're going to have the money to back it up. That was the main problem with Power Rangers too, is that I never thought they had the money to back any of this shit up, and you can tell from these movies.
Yeah, especially when you go from you drop your profit, your budget half.
Yeah.
From a sequel, well, shit, you don't do
it
that.
It makes sense to drop it half, whatever. I mean, because look how much they paid for the first one, and how much profit they made on that one.
Yeah, and this one only made $1 million over.
Mm-hmm. So to me, that makes fucking sense. Why spend more money on something that you don't make money over anyway? Keep it cheap, just like the show, and I don't think you should have spent that much money on the first one. Why was it to spend that much on the first one? Maybe because of Ivan Ooze, his makeup effects was in the fucking. He was in the movie long enough, and Divatox, all hers is just a costume, really. Not really makeup involved or anything like boobs. That. So,
costume and boobs. But I remember the rumor was that Chloe Grace was Pink Ranger.
That was a huge fucking rumor that came out of Yo News feed.
She's 18 now. It's okay.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Wow. You're the reverse Pink and Blue Ranger in this movie.
Whatever.
They're 18 and a half at least. God damn. You're fucking pedophile. I say you get some real martial arts guys in here. Get them dudes from the raid, man. Get those martial arts scenes on there.
Oh God, yes.
Because obviously they're showing that they care about it by putting up the X-Men First Class writers on it. Get a nice little director on there. As a matter of fact, you ain't even got to get a great director on it. I mean, if you got the writers to back it up, get a director that's fine or whatever. He ain't got to be the best, as long as he's decent or whatever. The studio's got the money backing it up. It all depends on, man, that how they want to keep the tone of it, man. Keep the tone just like this.
Do you think Power Rangers now would be a success?
Yeah.
Is it because for people like us can just relive childhood?
Shit, look how many views that goddamn short got, shit.
Well, I think that was because of Sackhoff, but...
No, that had nothing to fucking do with it, because, no, his previous shit didn't do nowhere near as great as these did.
Hmm.
You don't hear nobody talking about those fucking Punisher shorts. Come on now. Or that Venom short. Only people that talk about those is people like us or whatever shit. You don't hear general audience talking about that shit. General audience is talking about that damn Power Rangers short. Fucking feeds was filling up with that shit. Nobody wouldn't shut the fuck up about it.
Some, I think Lionsgate's already starting to try to take them down.
They already did.
So it's really hard to find those now. Find the shorts now.
Good. Them shits were horrible anyway. I can live without it.
But that came out of nowhere, too.
It did kind of come out of nowhere. I mean,
it's like one day on Facebook and it says Power Rangers short. I'm like, who asked for that?
It was just like this movie. No Power Rangers involved whatsoever in it.
It's like, that came out of nowhere. Yeah.
But let's go ahead and get into questions now, because I'm hoping that they get that Power Rangers movie right. I got a lot of hope in that movie.
And it comes out next year?
Yeah. You know what I think? I was telling I think I said it on air with Cody or whatever. But the route they should go with it is the Marvel route.
Make it somewhat tongue-in-cheek funny.
Yeah.
Don't.
You know the best tone for it, too, is Guardians of the Galaxy tone.
Don't take yourself too seriously.
Don't take yourself too seriously, but don't be afraid to not say, you know, jackass and shit like that, you know? Don't be afraid to use words or whatever. Don't be trying to say, like, oh, we dumbing it down for kids or nothing like that, you know?
No, because kids nowadays are amazing.
Yeah, kids know more words than we fucking do.
In all languages.
I heard a kid call another kid a cunt the other day. I was like, damn, I didn't think a kid would know what that means.
Did you high-five him?
Yeah, I did, actually. And then you know what he said? He was like, Mommy, this black man just tried to touch me, whatever. Then 911 came and shit. So.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, man,
I say go the Guardians of the Galaxy route, man. Make it, shit, James Gunn would be perfect for a fucking Power Rangers.
Fuck yeah, he would. Zack Snyder's the only one that's not allowed to touch it.
Oh, but Michael Bay is the only man that can do things like that.
Oh my God, if it was Bay, he would put the American flag in all the Power Rangers.
Hey, fuck it. Go ahead and do it. I personally say create a whole new Power Rangers
universe.
not a universe, just that way the people don't have to fucking think about the original, because I don't want to hear that shit. Like, oh, this is nothing like the original Power Rangers or whatever. I don't want to hear that shit.
So what? They want all the cat? They want the original cast back? Fucking Jason can't fit in a suit anymore.
Has he gotten worse?
He's fat. He looks like Billy Bob. He kind of looks like Billy Bob from Varsity Blues.
Jesus Christ, whatever. Yeah. Oh, man. Questions.
Questions.
We got one from Doreen. Doreen says, what is your favorite Tom Cruise film? This is actually my favorite film of all time, and I absolutely love Cruise in it.
Too easy. Very too easy. Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's very easy, because mine is Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it, because that's the only time... Well, besides Ghost Protocol, which I did have fun watching that, but that didn't have Emily Blunt in it. But you seriously sit the whole movie and you're fucking like, you're having a great time the entire movie.
Oh, yeah. Edge of Tomorrow, easily. It's my favorite film, whatever. I like him in Oblivion, like him Jack Reacher, liked him in the Last Mission Impossible. Pretty sure I'm going to like him in the next one coming out this year. Liked him in Jerry Maguire, liked the guy all around or whatever. But Edge of Tomorrow, just because, I don't know if it's just because of him. But it's just because I just like the movie more, I guess.
They didn't force feed us a romantic relationship.
Yeah, so that's not necessarily saying that's my best performance from him. That's just saying that's my favorite movie with him in it. But
yeah, no, it's his best performance is probably Jerry Maguire.
Yeah, I don't even remember half of Tom Cruise's films, to be honest. So
I remember like Days of Thunder and Top Gun, but.
Yeah, those films, yeah.
Yeah, those are, you know, those are fine, but he's done a lot of shit, like Vanilla Sky, mm-hmm. Eyes Wide Shut. He's done a lot of shit.
Yeah. Let's see. Here, let's see what we got here. We got Leia. She says, show me the money. Exactly. What would be one of your all-time favorite movie quotes? Do you prefer movie quotes or speeches? My all-time favorite movie.
That is actually a tough question.
There's a lot of we'd have to go back to the 80s probably. That was the only one, because I don't even think they do really movie quotes nowadays that are memorable.
I think the last one that tried was Alba's speech in Pacific Rim.
Was that a quote?
No, the speech.
Oh, that was, yeah, they do speeches all the damn time.
But quotes, quotes. We've done it. Let's see. What was the movie we did a lot not that long ago that was more known for quotes? It wasn't Jerry Maguire. What's that?
Friday got a lot of quotes.
Friday's got quotes. We just did a couple weeks ago.
I don't know.
It wasn't Soul Plane.
Like seven movies a week. Shit, the fuck up. I don't remember what we did.
Friday has quotes. Jerry Maguire's got quotes. Shit, I have to go back. Because we just did it a couple weeks ago, and I think it's most known for its quotes.
Well, it doesn't matter. They have to go back to the 80s. Probably my favorite movie quote of all time would be from 1994 original Great Power Rangers film, Time to Boogie with the Bear. Best quote ever.
Well, the ones I was thinking of was Sandlot and Forrest Gump. But You're Killing Me, Smalls is probably one of my favorites.
My favorite quote is from Vin Diesel in every Fast and Furious movie, We Family. There you go.
I'm surprised he didn't say that in Guardians.
No, he only had one word. That's why he couldn't say that. he kind of said it with We Are Group. That was his translation of Dominic Toretto saying, we are family.
You know? No, that's actually the best quote, I am Groot, because it means so much.
My favorite quote ever, though, is from Caesar saying, no!
People do love that quote.
That quote is synonymous. One of my favorite quotes, too, from Predator is Jesse Ventura said, I ain't got time to bleed.
That's a good one.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Oh, wait. You are missing the biggest quote of them all.
Which one would that be?
1994's The Crow. Fire it up.
That's more chant than it is a quote, so, you know.
Wait, wasn't there a great quote that you loved in Punisher Warzone?
Man, this quote's all over. Well, I'm gonna get my applesauce back.
Yes!
My favorite quote in The Crow, though, would have to be, I got a surprise for you in my pants. No, my favorite quote in The Crow, obviously, it's from The Crow. Obviously, people, I'm just fucking around. My favorite quote of all time from The Crow would have to be, when he asks Skank, how do you feel? And he says, I feel like a little ass worm on a big fucking hook. Best quote of all damn time. And then the reverse quote to that, too, is when Top Dollar answered back by saying, you feel like a little ass worm on a big fucking hook. I'll be damned. Your mama must be proud of you, boy. That's my favorite quote right there.
Have you ever used that line?
Yes, I have. Plenty
of time. And did they look at you like, what the fuck does that mean?
I use it recently, too. I love that quote, whatever. Your mama must be damn proud of you, boy. I love that quote. That quote is badass.
Like, I think every movie tries to do, like, that one quote. But quotes are, like, there's, like, what, lit? There's, like, a hundred, like, didn't, like, a movie thing put, like, 100 best quotes? And, like, the Casablanca one was, like, the best one or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they don't do so much quotes nowadays. You gotta, that are memorable or even memorable, or you gotta go back to the 80s and early 90s or whatever in order to do that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I prefer speeches over quotes, Leia. I think speeches are much more powerful, and quotes, well, back then, because speeches wasn't given that much, but nowadays we're in the speech genre or whatever. Speeches are a lot more memorable and powerful. I think we've had this question before, because I remember one of my favorite... one of my favorite speeches of all time is from that Brad Pitt movie with James Gandolfini, Killing Them Softly. The movie ends on that speech, which is actually a quote on my Facebook page, too, which I love it, because Brad Pitt is talking to, I forgot which character he's talking to, but because Obama was on the TV and he was giving his speech about hope, and Brad Pitt was just like, whatever. And the other character was just like, you don't believe in hope? You don't think he can change and everything? And Brad Pitt was just pretty much telling him, he's just like, he ain't no different than any other fucking Paris, president or whatever. I got the quote pulled up here, too. He was like, my friend, Thomas Jefferson is an American saint because he wrote the words, all men are created equal. Words he clearly didn't believe since he allowed his own children to live in slavery. He's a rich white snob who's sick of paying taxes to the Brits. So, yeah, he writes some lovely words and aroused the rabble, and they went and died for those words while he sat back and drank his wine and fucked his little slave girl. This guy wants to tell me we're living in a community? Don't make me laugh. I'm living in America. In America, you're on your own. America's not a country. It's just a fucking business. Now fucking pay me.
Wow.
I love that quote. And the thing was, he was, in that movie, he was anti-Obama. And I was for Obama at the time, whatever. And even I had to agree with that quote. I was just sitting there. I was just like, you know, if more Republicans had quotes like that, you'd be like, hey, you're making some sense now. I can listen to you now, you know.
that's a damn good speech.
It was a because, man, he's right. Like, he was just like, he's like, okay, so this dude wrote on a piece of paper, all men are created equal. Meanwhile, he's sitting back drinking wine, fucking a slave girl, while people who don't even believe in that are dying. Just because he wrote it on the words, whatever, and you know, he's like, come on, we live in a community. Come on, you don't seriously believe that. Nobody's looking out for nobody. Everybody's looking out for their own. America is just a business. They don't care about it. If America wasn't just a business, you wouldn't be paying taxes then. Okay, so I love that speech, man. That's my favorite speech of all time.
You need a great actor to pull off the speech, like Morgan Freeman. He does it.
I don't think so anymore.
Not anymore, but he...
Morgan Freeman ain't pulled off a good speech since I don't know how long now.
In the past, he has. I do like the Bill Pullman speech in Independence Day.
I fucking hate that
movie. I know you hate that movie, but I like that speech.
That speech is goofy as shit.
I like the speeches...
God damn, can you give me a serious more speech than that shit? Come on.
I had one. It dropped off. It kind of okay. The duck.
I thought you were about to say Duck Dynasty. I was about to say goddamn shit.
No, can I go TV show?
Yeah, TV show's fine. It's a speech.
Rick's speech when Herschel died.
You know what? Walking Dead has a lot of great speeches actually in it.
That speech, that literally, that speech gives you like chills. Because he's
Walking Dead is a great example. Walking Dead has a lot of great TV show speech moments.
Yeah, I do that speech. It just seriously, it gives you like chills. And it's like he's trying to, he's saying the right things so the governor doesn't, you know, kill him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right. Walking Dead.
Yeah, actually, that's a.
Walking Dead's got some great speeches.
Yeah, yeah. Walking Dead has great speeches or whatever. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Actually, TV is more endowed to giving speeches because it seems to be setting up for speeches and shit at the end.
Yeah, doesn't Gotham do a lot of good speeches?
Oh, man, Gotham does good speeches all the damn time or whatever. I saw Bitch Mooney give a speech before she pulled her goddamn eyeball out, so yeah.
I've still never seen that show.
You don't need to watch that fucking show, so fuck that show.
Someday, when I'm bored.
No, no, not even someday. Hey, I got one more or whatever, and it says, hey, guys, what do you think about the Avengers trailer 3?
Yeah, I'm not really.
It was whatever.
It's, you know. The movie's gonna bomb. I don't think it's gonna make its budget back.
Yeah, it's whatever. I mean, it's just a small little trailer, whatever. Small little movie for the year, you know. That's nice and shit, whatever. I mean, show me the big movies, you know. Show me Spy with Melissa McCarthy and you know, shit like that. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for shit like that. See, give me the big movies.
I know. I can't. You know, like Divergent or what? I don't know what the fucking sequel's called.
Insurgent?
Yes.
And get, I don't lie, it looks kind of badass for Insurgent.
And though. Get Hard? Get Hard, that damn.
Get Hard. Oh, come on now. That's what we're looking forward to. Avengers, come on now. Everybody's hyping up the Avengers to be some big thing and whatever. We all know it's going to be something really small and tame. Nobody's going to go see it and shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the theaters, Marvel's going to release, show all 11 movies.
That's no big deal.
Yeah, that's 2 days of your life, I think.
Yeah, 29 hours, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, who's going to really do that? Come on.
Yeah, yeah, nobody's going to go out and see that shit. No. We just fucking with you. Man, that's the biggest goddamn thing ever, man. Come on now. Man, damn, that trailer was hot.
And they hint so much that someone's going to die.
That trailer is so fucking hot. God damn it. You know, I was cool too. I was like, alright, I can wait 2 more months now. There's no more trailers and stuff like that. And these motherfuckers said, what you say, P1? You can wait. Oh, okay. Well, here you go then. New trailer. And I was like, God damn it, shit.
And this one shows the Vision.
Yeah, it's oh man, and they're doing such a great job too without showing the Vision in it.
I know.
They're doing such a fucking great job by hiding the Vision in this fucking film, whatever, and yet, oh my god, it's just,
Someone said he was in the poster.
He was in the poster, in the background. You can't see, like, a good, I mean, this is probably the best shot you ever got of him. He was in the poster for, there was a poster in China, and he was in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was in like full fourth or whatever because they could obviously every other country get the movie before we fucking do like 2 weeks before us and shit.
Bastards.
Yeah, fucking bastards.
But it's seriously, it's like James Spader's voice. Oh my god,
I want to see him as Ultron so bad. I really fucking do.
I mean, you got this. You from just watching it, you were gonna see the starts of Civil War.
Yeah.
Someone's gonna die.
I wouldn't say start. It's been starting for a while now.
Okay. Someone's obviously gonna die because they foreshadowed it. Someone's dying.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean someone's gonna die, but you kinda expect it.
And I think it'll make it really interesting. You got the Vision. You got Scarlet Witch. You got Quicksilver. Oh my god, who did Quicksilver punch? Was that Thor?
It was Captain America.
Was that Captain America? Holy shit, yeah. That was sweet.
Yeah, he knocked his ass out too, whatever, and shit.
And the my favorite part of the whole.
I was talking to somebody about that. He was like, well, I already saw Quicksilver, so I'm not really excited about him. I told him, I said, but you only saw Quicksilver for one scene.
And it was a great scene, though. Great scene, though.
Oh yeah, great scene, but one scene. This Quicksilver's gonna be in a whole fucking movie. He's like, oh, he's gonna be in the whole movie. I didn't know that. I was like, why the fuck are you not
gonna? And my favorite part of that trailer was when I think that was the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
When Captain America was holding those cars and he lost grip.
And it was cool because, you know, I loved when he was fighting Ultron on top of the truck and shit like that, and he dropped his shield and Black Widow pulled it. But it's a lot of style in the film and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, I like that about the trailer as well. It was a lot of style and very stylish. And the only thing I'm sad about, though, if this movie is better than the first one, which I'm not expecting it to be, because I'm not trying to go in here with a lot of hype or whatever, because I don't expect it to be as good as the first one. I just want it to be a good film. If it is better than the first one, I'm sad that Josh Whedon might not be returning for the third one.
I thought that was a rumor.
Yeah, that's not a rumor.
I mean, what else is he going to do?
I think he's going to take a break from Wagner. He said, man, he's like, you don't know how hard it is to do these Avengers films.
Oh, yeah,
films. Like,
2 years, right?
Yeah, man, you know, and you know, the thing is, too, the Marvel films are probably easy, and I'm not saying that like they're like pieces of cake. They're probably hard too, but they're probably easy compared to actually doing the Avengers film, because you got to tie in almost four movies together as one now to make that one film. Those movies probably are fucking hard.
I think I'll be fine with that if he stays on as consultant.
I don't even know if he. I think he's going to take a break at all. Period.
Well, Infinity War start? 18?
2017?
Oh, shit, really?
2016, 2017? I can't remember.
Oh, 2016?
2017, 2018, where it was part one and part two. I know who's taking over is the Russo brothers, who I'm fine with. They're great.
They did Captain America, right?
Yeah, they did Winter Soldier.
Okay, cool.
I love the scene, consistency between directors of this one film.
Okay. Because I'm cool with that.
If he knocks it out of Avengers 2. If he knocks it out of the park on that one, then fuck. You can't help but say, I want to see him back for Avengers 3.
You know what? If Avengers 2, which it's going to be a box office success, it is. We know that.
We already know that, yeah.
How much do you think Marvel's going
to
throw at him? Whedon.
Get him back.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know, because, you know, they probably might not throw nothing at all if the Russo brothers stepping up, and they'd be like, well, we got a pretty good replacement for you. I mean,
they did. Winter Soldier was a huge success. Like, top, I think it was number four. I think it was number four.
I don't think they'll throw any money at them. They'd be like, hey, if you want to, you can go. What I want to see, though, if they can find a way to have them come back, is have the Russo brothers do part one and Josh Whedon do part two.
Give them that break?
Yeah, give them the break.
Yeah, okay. He's ending, so he can end it.
Yeah, just so he can end. Because the Russo brothers are, we saw this from Winter Soldier, they're great for setting up story and shit.
Yes.
Like, they're fucking fantastic at doing it. They know how to add it. And Josh Whedon is great at finalizing shit.
I'm cool with that. I think that would be very knowledgeable. It'll bring a lot of interest, because Russos, they made a name for themselves.
Well, because we all know part one is going to be the more dialogue, setting shit up to movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Part two is going to be like, we're ending this shit.
Yeah, that's going to be like 100% action.
Yeah, yeah, 100% action, maybe with a little bit of dialogue. We're assuming part one is going to end with Thanos winning, pretty much, just, and somehow they make a comeback or something like that. That's how much, and I think Russo's brothers would be perfect for setting that up. Mm-hmm. They are fucking masters of setting shit up like that. And I think Whedon should come back for part two. To just knock it out of the park.
Yeah, or they can co-direct.
No, I don't need to see three directors on one fucking film. I don't need to see that shit.
We have seen that fail many times.
I don't need to go that far. Now. I don't give a fuck. What the Russos are doing their thing and Whedon does his thing. Whatever. I don't want to fucking see no co-direct.
Do you think Stan Lee's still holding... Because he's like 90. Do you think he's still holding on just to see that how it ends?
Stan Lee's life is like the fucking MCU.
Yeah, it's not ending till it's over.
Yeah, exactly. Shit. He's one of those guys that'd be like, alright, that guy's a comedic factor or whatever, but I guarantee when he dies, people are going to be sad as shit. That's going to be like one of the saddest thing in comic book histories.
It is.
The death of Stan Lee.
It is, and it will be, but I can't
Yeah.
wait. I mean, you're not gonna do that whole 29 hours, are you?
I can do that shit at home. Just
You could, yeah.
I can
Because
do that shit at home.
I don't know how much they're charging for that. I don't know if it's per movie, if it's one whole price. Because I'm like, I can.
I wouldn't have a problem doing it, but I got other fucking movies to review and see. I can't sit up in no theater for 29 hours and be
No other
expected to do
movie's
other
gonna.
shows and shit,
No
so.
studio's stupid enough to release a movie against Avengers.
If I was wasn't doing this show, then I would do it. But if I'm, then I don't have time for that. I can't sit up there and do
Because
that shit.
I looked through them. I'm like, which ones can I like sleep through?
I guess the ones that are most recent in your memory.
Yeah, but I love Guardians though.
Yeah, you probably wake up for that one or whatever.
Maybe Iron Man 2, the first Captain America.
I think those are back to back, aren't they?
Yes.
Oh wait, no, those Thor comes in the middle of that one, so never mind.
Incredible Hulk, possibly.
That's the first one. Well, shit, like the first, second one. So shit, damn, you sleeping in the early period of this shit then?
Yeah, because when you get Winter Soldier, you're not sleeping. You got Winter Soldier, then you got Guardians, then you got Avengers 2.
You
Holy
might as well
shit.
just fucking watch it at home then. Shit.
Imagine those three right back to back. Winter
Might as well
Soldier,
just fucking watch it
Guardians.
at home then. Why the fuck you going to the theater just to watch the last three? That don't make any damn sense.
They're gonna make a lot of money.
Well, duh, they was gonna make money, period, or whatever and shit.
I mean, doing that's gonna make them. Imagine when Infinity War Part 2 comes out. They're gonna have like a week showing of all their movies.
Ain't got no choice but a fucking week or whatever. Oh, but people, that has been Throwback Tuesday, episode 90. Time to get out of here. Just ranting out, sucking Marvel's dick. Net, net, dick.
We're
Got
gonna
that
go.
Marvel tattoo on my asshole right about now. I'm about to go rub it real quick. But that has been episode 90. Like I said, I'm the phenomenal one.
I am Z.
And we will be back next week for another edition of Throwback Tuesday until you vote for Movie Spoilers Podcast in the podcastawards.com. God damn it.
Do
Later, guys.
that. Remember, check me on SBulldog99 on Twitter.
Oh yeah, so you can find out the great fight who gets to the conclusion of Z and Cody.
Yep, and you're gonna see more and more fights, and who's gonna be the movie spoilers champion?
Oh yeah, that's right. The movie spoil. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot we're doing the
We should
tournament
all
today.
chip. We should all chip in and get like a championship belt and just post pictures with that belt.
Fuck. UFC belt. I have one, so I don't have to chip in.
Did you win one?
I have a UFC belt in my office. Oh, like I said, you can find me on Movie Spoilers Pod at Twitter, and on Facebook you can find me at Movie Spoilers. You just type that in because I'm the only one that's spoiling on the Facebook side of things.
Yeah, no one. There's. Let's see. Movie spoilers, there's your personal. Oh, there's another movie spoilers thing.
Yeah, there is. That motherfucker's been deactivated for like 5 years now.
Yeah, he hasn't been on since 2011.
Yeah.
And his only post was change of profile picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Probably saw me coming to the scene and said, "Yeah, gotta move away."
He's in Africa with the anacondas and the monkeys and the wizards.
All right, people, we out of here now. Z just going on and on. Shit, I don't know what the fuck you talking about now. Shit. Later, bastards.
See ya.